favor?
Aye.
Aye. Clay? Clay, did you vote?
I second the motion, but yeah, I voted.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so that's unanimous on that one. While we're on the same subject, okay, there's a change that has to be made that we need to recognize. There was a lanai that was one of the people here. There was a lanai that was taken down without authority. It went to ARC, and we'll get into that a little bit later, but needless to say, it was brought to the board, and the board decided that this person needed to put it back up because they never got a permit to remove it in the first place. They were told they couldn't do it. They went and did it no matter what. So needless to say, the master board was going to file a lien against this person for that lanai. What has come up from there is in the new docs, which was I read the document and I asked for clarification on it. 6.1 and 6.2, there's a discrepancy between the two. And basically what it amounts to is 6.1, the unit owner and the building has to come before the master board to make any alterations to the building, okay? From that point, if they do not do that, it is the master board's responsibility not to go after, which I didn't write the doc, not to go after the unit owner. We have to go against the building, okay? So in this case, we can't go against that unit owner. We have to go against the building.
What's the thought that the building then goes against the
unit owner? And then the building will actually go against them individually because it's written in their docs that way.
That's your lawyer.
Yes, yes. So what we're going to do, and we have a letter, and the letter was sent out to everybody here, and I keep emphasizing the fact, please read these letters that he's sending. That is his view to do that. So what I'm proposing at this point is what we need to do, instead of it going to there, we need to send that bill to Building 400, and then Building 400 can address it to get the money. Okay. So, but in at this point, we're going to send you a letter stating this is what you owe for that amount, okay? All right, do we have a motion to change it to do that? So I'm making a motion that we need to send a letter for what that lanai is replacement to Building 400, that they need to pay that, and how they handle it is their docs. We can't get involved with it.
Well, very much understand. Thank you.
Yes, yes, sir. I'm trying to be. Okay, so I made a motion for it. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, any discussion? No? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Eric?
Yep. Hi.
Hi. Clay?
Yep. I need
Clay?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Very good. All in favor of this, we did. Good. All right. Now we're going to get to the really good one. Building 200 walkway. Do you want to do a presentation for this and then we can get into the meeting?
Yeah. Hey, there's a real quick question. I want to ask Nancy Taylor here, hopefully. Nancy Taylor is board member 200, treasurer, and she knows a lot about my proposal. It was started in 2013. I first thought about trying to find a way to create access for the 90 people 200 who don't have. Nancy, we started at 13, and Nancy can see from here. So this is nothing new. And the first major action that 200 took was last April 18th, where 17 unit owners out of 25 voted in support of the proposal to move forward to the next level. And not all 25 people voted, I think it was 17 out of 23. So it was a high percentage in our documents. Our new documents require 50% of the owners need to approve a change, but there was 67% and really 73% of the proposal. So it's not a question, it was closed. It was like, this is a fourth bar. One thing that makes this proposal interesting is that, and palatable to a lot of people, is that if it doesn't impact you, you don't pay a dime. The only people who would pay for this would be the people who've got the access. So if it would be done, and if we could get 9 people to support it, it could be done. But people who have access already doesn't cost them 1 cent. The alternative is that if in time one person files suit and the fair housing or ADA decides that this needs to take place, everybody in the building will pay for it. So the way we see it is an opportunity in a graceful way to get the project done to allow those access to those people without making everyone pay. And also, as Nancy will present and look at it another way too, is that whatever we propose to show you does not have to be all done in that building. There are four parts to it. There's a sidewalk on the left, a short one, two short sidewalks on the right on the ground. And there's a walkway on the left and a walkway on the right. But maybe in our building, person on the first floor on the left side could say, like the sidewalk at 400, so you know what, we're all set, we don't need it, then don't do it. It didn't have to be done. So whatever we proposed wouldn't have to be done. It would be like the option to have that done. But Nancy, why don't you start and I'll try to get some pictures. Does your microphone work?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Hi, I'm Nancy Wheeler, 200 Building, and thanks everyone for giving me the opportunity to do this. I also have kind of a $100 that will hopefully try to move along with it, so through quickly. And honestly, all the time that you do come up with more, I often say I'm very happy of it. Anyone who doesn't want to talk to them, you can contact Bob and send you the problem in the back as well. So, as far as we've been working on this for about 4 years or so, we've had issues with individuals not having access to their needs because of going to have another injury. From my own personal experience, I broke my ankle about 4 or 5 years ago, and I did pop up last year.
Could I interrupt you for a minute? I'm sorry. That's all garbled. I could not understand any of it.
You know what? Here, it's okay. Hold
it. Okay.
Maybe it's a mic. I don't know.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. Thank you.
So as soon as I step out, I'll run through the documents real quick. And we'll see. I'm going to start reading from the computer at this point.
You know what? I'm just going to read it, Nancy, because I need to get those other things up here.
Bob, you can push the cord and plug it in. This is one and plug it into this. Your laptop,
yep.
It'll pull it right up.
Okay, well, he's plugging.
Well, is anyone there?
You press the mute. Yeah. No, you're on. You're back. You're back there. Yeah, don't press that button. Mm-hmm. Eric, can you hear now?
I can hear now. I missed a portion of what was said before. Sorry about that.
Okay, thank you.
So we're
going to
do elevator access to the townhouse and the ground unit. We have heard people talk about adding access at our owner's meeting. We walked through most of the presentation with our 200 building back in the spring. And in April, we have a vote that 67% of our owners approved it. So we are going to create concrete sidewalks. It's such a patient to the building that they're kind of flexible as whether they cut the building or they cut some corners. Connect the townhouse or the ground floor unit to that elevator access sidewalk. We're going to have pictures. And then we're going to have, these would be all over here at 200, 08, 213. Then we're going to have rings. Now, whether it's going to be aluminum or what material it is, it's going to be detailed if we get this approval and we go to an engineering company.
Think about concrete.
And concrete.
As we know.
So we're going to have rings connecting the second floor, central building corridor that has the elevator, to both the left and the right side of the building. And in fact, for now, we're going to see the east and the west. Because whether you're looking at the building or you're seeing the building, you're trying to figure out what I was referring to. So I'm going to say the west side of the building, or the east side of the building. So I'll have vertical beams supporting it, and then there will be railings. All of this will be according to code. So they have to be a certain width for wheelchair access. They have to have railings for protection over the sides, and then the other little parts in the back.
Sure.
So then, and we talk about beams and supporting the rail. Okay. Both the sidewalks and the ramps will be ADA compliant with ADA approved handrails. So these will all address both the width, the height of the rail, the actual ramp up, like how many inches you can go up over how many feet. Those are all part of ADA compliance, which we will have an engineering firm in front of it. That all material will be painted to the existing colors of the building. So we'll have the same color of railings. Everything will look the same and we'll blend in during the size of the building, which of course will match with all of them as we're all seeing the same color. Once we get to National Arts Grant approval, and again, stand it up and talk about that part, we have Johnson Engineering that we've been working for quite a while. They've done some preliminary work for us, and they've created drawings and they'll secure permits, oversee the bid, and supervise the project. So Johnson Engineering will do the kind of master contracting work and everything. So that's the one that
comes.
Did I cover everything?
I go back to the one that I put at the end.
So this is looking at the 200 building.
Right.
Kind of up in the air looking down on it. So this is the west side townhouses, the central town, and the east side townhouses. And there's no driveway and the garage.
So the area we're looking at is just in this area here.
So this is the ramp on the second floor, and this would be extended and touching the sidewalks into off the ground floor. And the same as over here, you can see, there's an extension of the sidewalk into the ground floor.
I'll have a picture of the left side.
And extension.
You can check one down. You'll see. There's the left side you're looking for.
So now this is the east side. So the east side, again, you have a railing that would go across.
Right here.
And a railing that would go across for a bridge and a sidewalk. From the east side, two townhouses, 202 and 203, into the elevator ring area.
You see where my cursor's here? That's the end of the railing right now. So this would be the new proposed rocket tub is here, going across about 30 feet to the second floor. That's it. That's this piece here, that's new, nothing else, with the railings together. Okay? And then on the right side,
so this is just another view from the front. If you were standing in the front of the east side, looking straight at 202, 203, and 200.
And this walkway is sidewalk. We talk about two sidewalks. One on the left-hand side, which is here, which I guess it's like the building 400 has a sidewalk from that first unit. So it goes right along the building over to the first floor. And on the right side of the building, you connect the sidewalk as well. Okay. Now I wanted to show you the conditions of what was 1 year.
Yeah. Okay. So Bob then took his artistic pen to this picture. And what the initial rendition had made was a long sidewalk that cut right against the building, against everyone, would have ripped up landscaping and everything.
The man drew on a sidewalk all along the building.
So,
this is unnecessary.
So Bob figured out this short version here that comes out and would catch in to catch 208 and 213.
This is the sidewalk now. This is the sidewalk that exists that goes down all the way to the other end. Bill Zander's unit is right here. He happens to be in a wheelchair as we speak. He has got a few months. And he can't come down here. But if he has stairs that come up from the garage, some stairs here, then a couple more stairs. But if we were to have a loose, sharp sidewalk that goes at this point, at the other side of the air conditioners here, it's about 25 feet. We go right to his front door. And if we had a little sidewalk here, it goes off this sidewalk, right over to the ramp, round level again, and right on the floor. Those two sidewalks will provide access to this unit here and Bill to the S and 13.
And then Bob also indicated again up here where the X's are, that would be the ramp off for the top, for the townhouses to go over to the elevator.
This is where the bridge ramp would be. So the whole building we're talking about the right side, two short sidewalks that are ground level, and the bridge ramp from the left of this unit here across the second floor.
We have to recognize that the townhouses, the four of them along here, will be connected in the middle with the sidewalk as well.
Yep. And then I have one more. This is it called two? The other side of the building?
Yeah.
And this is
put on the
this here is the sidewalk would be the same, I guess, the ones in 400 now. It would just run from 201 downstairs right along the ground side of the building, side of their house, and over to the first floor. And the second one that's new is this little, what does exist now is this little piece here. That's what we're talking about. Here to here to here. Okay? So that's the change we're talking about is left side of the building, sidewalk, right side of the building, two little sidewalks, left side of ramp connect the walkway, right side ramp connect the walkway. That's the total change. Right.
So these again are PowerPoints. If you want it up, we'll send them out to everybody. So basically our steps are we would need the board approval, that we would contract with Johnson Engineering, who would then put out bids for subcontractors and detailed plans and prices. The paying owners would review this. These would be the ones that would be the 9 units that would be held there. We would review that to ensure that they want to go forward with it, with the cost and the pieces, the incremental pieces that Bob talked about, the four sections of it, they could be approved. Then we would secure permits. We all agree to secure the permits. And then we would construct over the summertime so that there would be no construction going on with any of the different seasons.
Bob, could you, Bob, were there any changes to the walkway going up to 201?
To the walkway going up from your garage?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's simply a sidewalk from your front door across your window of your third bedroom and then ramped up to connect to the central elevator.
Joe, if you needed to carry something, you'd have to go to the other side to the elevator, go up and pull it across. If you were disabled or had something.
There will be something going across that way?
There will be the sidewalk and the ramp connecting you to the central elevator well, but it does not connect to where your car is parked. We still all have our
hard parts. So we propose that if you said, you know what, I can run up and down with the lobby today, wouldn't do it. It's that way in terms of option. But it would be the option for the future if it was approved that someone else could do it if they already got handicapped.
All right. Well, what I'm saying is if we don't actually agree to that, I mean...
If you don't want to do that, you don't have to
do it.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to make that clear. Because I'm so unsure.
Yeah, and that will be all part of the decision-making when we get the bid back.
Okay.
And finally figure out exactly how much it will cost. Not be, you know, preliminary, hey, we can just do this for you. We've all said until we get to that point, we know how much. That really is going to influence how people want to go forward.
We know from the beginning, Joe, that if... We get the engineer drawings done, the council to give you permits, we see how much. And the number may be so much that the people say, can't afford to do it. So we can't get there until we get approval to go to the engineer.
So my concern is if I want that ramp down to the
level.
Well,
let me do a couple of questions. Mm-hmm. You want to speak?
I just wanted to clarify. So you're not taking stairs away?
No, we're not removing any of the stairs. Yeah, we're not removing any of the stairs.
That's an interesting thing. At first, folks say, you know, they're going to create traffic on the building, et cetera. It's the issue is that most of us would go right down our stairs to our cars. We would never travel this. The only time you travel this route is when you're handicapped or you have some penny bags or groceries. Other than that, it's out of your way. You're going across to the elevator, down the elevator, around the building, you're not going to do that. So that's a fallacy that it's not increased traffic.
It's just the first and second floor affected. It doesn't go up any
farther. So I have a couple of questions. So on your west side of the building, coming off of the sidewalk in front of 207, and you're coming off of that, and you're going to be elevated, I'd say, 2.5 feet above the existing walkway. And you're going to try to look into 208 and 213. And your public elevation is your walkway. Is it going to stay up high?
That is what we're going to engineer for.
Okay.
So we have to make sure
that because there's two steps in each one of those units.
Yeah, and that's enough steps into the unit. I think an individual will have to, I don't know what you talked about there, but the last step.
Well, I had that with your access. Let me I went to the woman's use of the at your water on the rest. What happens is, in the center part of the units that are in the building, you have to see the water through that affects the building going into it, okay? With these, when the townhouse, you're actually the same height. If you're talking different from an average person, that you have to be in. You're looking at anywhere between either
the upper
15 inches difference between the end and where it's going to connect to the building. And that's what the enhancing is closer as far as the ramp to meet that distance that you can have.
And that's what we have to have someone who knows ADA rules, how many inches per feet are allowed to go up and down to give us the actual layout of where it's going to
fit. But that lower sidewalk is just top of the forward level of 207, and it's got to be run right along that height. But what about the existing sidewalk? They're now 2 feet below
And that's where the ramp has to be connected. And that's why Bob talked about the outside ramp going around instead of trying to run a ramp along the wall to the door of 207 or 208.
And it's not going to be sort of reasonable here yet.
I think we're very, very preliminary renditions done by a graphic artist at the engineering company they contracted for. So he just did that to show what it would physically look like, but it was in no way a presentation of what the requirements were.
But they're very small pictures, and you know that that cost, the size cost, is now level. So you're looking at a building that has all level sections on it, and you're going to put a sidewalk in it. You're looking at about 15 feet, 20 feet, probably of an engine body connected to it. That's going to have that pitch, and that's the truth.
Project, we learn the whole or nothing project. proposition construction could be limited to accommodate individual presence of the government around the world for the community based on the presence. Okay, thank you.
And Bill Zamek, are you on the phone? Bill actually, I told him he's in a wheelchair with his knee off since November. He's going to be on for another month or longer. He's on a peripheral unit in 213. He cannot get here even if they put him on a plane because he can't get a wheelchair to his unit. And that's why, those are through those two little sidewalks. If they move sidewalks for a flight, he could get to his unit. He told me he had to go to physical therapy, like this time. So he wrote me a letter, and I'm just going to put it up and see it.
Okay. Bob, I have a couple of questions.
I know.
It should have been opened up.
He wrote this a few weeks ago. In my office, I was wondering how we're doing to get that application. I feel that you're weird. I didn't get an application buying a unit in the past 6 months due to complications and surgery. I would not wish to embarrass anyone. I have a new appreciation for handicapped individuals. Hopefully, I should be back to walking after surgery at the end of the month. In the meantime, I've not been able to come to Florida to stay in my unit as it's inaccessible due to the stairs and no elevator access. Consequently, out of frustration, I placed the unit for sale. I really don't want to sell the place, but it's obviously no use if I can't get into it. I've owned a condo for 22 years. I never thought I'd have this problem, but it can happen to any of us. Here, personally, there's been some viewing on the unit by potential buyers. The overall do instantly that the access would be a problem. I guess when I purchased the place years ago, I never crossed my mind. As an aside, you are aware, I own numerous properties in case Park requiring public access. I've had to deal with access to these properties, of course, in time of the EDA, so the Celiac regulations. So I was curious about the regulations that apply to our building, and then my attorney gave me an opinion of the 210. The belief of the building's grandfather is very flexible. He thinks that the condolences are owned by the Student Association for accessibility and ADA that they're the highest percentage of the suit. If nothing else, we're returning to profit to the suit without a condom.
I'd sure like to continue owning there. Sincerely, hope you're able to resolve the problem your friend Bill. So I'm sorry he wasn't there to speak for himself. But the problem is not hypothetical. We have people in our building now who are handicapped, are having difficulty getting to the unit. And our hope is that we can find some way to help those folks who would pay out of their pocket for the accessibility to use the elevator. The one argument about this side is that the people who can't use the elevator, the nine of them, pay their condo fees for the elevator. We just spent $60,000, $70,000 for the elevator. We can't use it one day. I mean, that's the way the docs were written. That's the way it was. But, you know, it just doesn't seem right. If people want to pay to be able to use the elevator for themselves, then they wouldn't be allowed to be able to do that. So we went to, in January, I wrote to the ARC chair and sent the application and pictures, and the response back was that it doesn't go to ARC, it goes to the master board. So at that point, we went to see an attorney and said, look, we're not sure what's going on here. It's a Marco Island local attorney. And the attorney said, well, they're right. This person's right. It does go to the master board. You don't have an ARC. She had reviewed documents, the master documents. Your new master documents don't have an ARC. And we were like, oh, well, we've been operating like we've had an ARC in some cases in the last few years, since 15 or 16 we had them. She said, you need to have the master board vote on this to go to the next level. So she said, I would recommend that you talk to your lawyer, the master board lawyer, Steve, and ask him if that's correct. And Stan, you talk to Steve.
And that's the letter that I got.
So Steve, check out what she had to say.
Steve replied, we discussed the club's current mechanism for architectural review, as well as the applicability of fair housing laws. The most recent amended and restated declaration provides that the board reviews architectural requests. The board could still create a committee to make accommodations to the board, but the board approves or denies requests subject to review under Article 6, which... Oh, sorry. And we're back.
I'm sorry.
Concerning the fair housing laws, we discussed that the club is required by federal law to grant reasonable accommodations to owners. Each request should be analyzed on a case-by-case basis, but the balance is required for disability, reasonable, reliable documentation from a healthcare provider when the disability is not known or visible, and accommodation must be necessary based on the disability and related symptoms and conditions. If the club does not grant an accommodation when required, there could be significant penalties and fines for discrimination and civil damages as well. The club should make sure the file is complete when an owner requests an accommodation so that the board can deny any improper future requests. He did also go one step further, and it was confirmed by Jamie Purcell, which is the attorney for Building 200, and they both said that it also goes to the next step that if a renter wants to rent, or if a unit owner wants to rent their unit out, and they have somebody that wants to rent it, and they choose to rent to somebody in a handicapped position, they, if they're willing to pay for it to make that accommodation, then they have every right. And if you would not, you'd be doing the exact same thing as this. There was an incident that happened similar, and I only read over it briefly in 400. There was different circumstances because the building was built prior, but it still had the same leniency, and that's what Jamie Purcell looked at. And that was for unit 401. And that was actually brought up for, just so you know, this is not ADA. This is actually fair housing. ADA only comes into play, which is the same thing, it's just federal. Fair Housing Act is also the same thing, but it has to do with a residential unit. Even though we're commercial units, we're actually residential units. So that case that was in 401 was actually brought up under fair housing. And from what I understand, the ruling of it was the people wanted to do it themselves, and because the board turned it down, the building, they went to fair housing, fought the case, and once they fought the case, they lost it, and they had to pay damages besides, and then the building had to pay to put it in. So,
I don't think that's correct, Stan. I think
okay, I don't know. There's paperwork that's here, and that's what I was told. So, it's correct.
Okay, that's good.
I'm glad that I'm only telling you what the documents that Mrs. Doc Rowland has from it that showed that in there, and that's what Jamie Purcell read. I did not personally see them, okay? But if you want, we can pull them up. I'm only telling you the views of two attorneys. Okay, not this is what I was told regards to the other part. But this part right here is from our attorney and also the other one. What the building decides, if the building decides, my view, okay, at this point, is if the building decides to do it, the master board should say it's okay. If we do not agree to this, and our attorney is telling us that we should, and let it up to the building, then we are, as a board, for disagreeing with what our attorney said. So we would be personally liable. That's where my view is on it, and that's up to the board now from this point.
Well, Stan, I don't agree with your interpretation of what Steve wrote to us, and I responded saying that could be true if we were not correcting an issue for someone who was disabled on our property, not on somebody else's property, meaning the building's property. So I don't agree with you on that.
Can you clarify that? You kind of lost me. How do you mean it wouldn't be on their property?
Because Steve specifically wrote that if a resident requested that we make a change because they're disabled on the Masterboard property, then if we did not do it, we could be held liable. But we're
not talking about the
property.
Okay. What it says under 6.1 is anything that's done to the building. It says no condominium association or owner may alter any building structure, enclosure, or other improvement, not erect or alter any grading, excavation, landscaping, exterior color, or perform other work which in any way alters the exterior appearance of any structure, condominium property, or common areas, unless until its planned specifications location of the same shall be submitted to and approved in writing by Master Association, the approval of which may be withheld in the sole or absolute discretion of the board. All plans and specifications shall be evaluated as to the harmony of external design and location in relation to the surrounding structures and topographic. Notwithstanding the above, the selection approved of hurricane shelters for Twin Dolphins, which is no relevant. And that's what Steve was basing it on. So basically, we're the ones that have to, but if the building does not want to do it, it doesn't even come to us. But because the building voted upon it, now that's how we're involved, that we have to decide whether or not they can do it. That's the bottom line. And Steve is telling us we have to. He's saying if we don't do that, that's what would be. My view on that interpretation and what he said is we would be held liable. If you feel different, that's fine. I don't need a libel suit. It's not my decision. It's the building's decision.
I think properly before the board, I haven't heard any negatives about what negative would there be?
I don't know.
Seems like you could go to a vote without all this going on and on.
Okay, so
we're just open to discussion at this point. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Ron.
Well, I would like the board to consider the prior to presentation.
Can
you put that included in the motion is to also look at alternatives? I heard your comments from adapted, the word case-by-case, which really is a case-by-case business, by example. That is, if there is a handicap, then that handicapped person has the right to build the structure. That structure does not have to be a ramp. That structure could be a portable elevator as well, as one alternative, which means that could then be put in at that time, and if that handicapped person moves away, back to the $80 and go back to what the roof was for the building. Well, a lot of that is a structure rather than what the board has included in the motion that they request the 200 for life alternatives for the rest of the building.
If the building is proposing this and if they're willing to pay for it, and if this is the least expensive way for that to be done, and in the case of the lower units, it would be extremely difficult to put a lift in there and then do a ramp. And what will happen, in my view, and I could be wrong, and this is for the board to decide, I think that the whatever the least amount of expense to do this, and if the person didn't have the money to do it, would be a hardship. But by the same token, if it's a unit owner that wants to rent their unit out to somebody and they can't have access to it and they're willing to pay for it and it's written in that way, they should have that right.
But that's just by multi-level. So what do you do? I mean, like, you know, if you're in a townhouse and the bedroom's upstairs and you're renting it out, they
you can put a stair lift in it.
So we have stairs all over.
You can put a stair lift in those units. And those units.
Impossible.
No, it's not impossible. You can put a stair lift in anything.
No,
that's done all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, and not to mention the fact that all of the townhouses, as ironic as this sounds, which I still don't understand why, it was built for ADA. All of the latches that were put in there and all of the switches and everything are all ADA compliant. And when I bought them, I'm going, what the heck did you do this for? But it was because that's what they actually anticipated, but they never did. It's no different that we have doors, sliding doors. I have a townhouse. We have sliding doors, and they go nowhere upstairs. You know, but that's just how it is. My point with all this is, and if anybody here has an elevator, okay, and I only know this being on the board, okay, of our building, if that elevator goes out, I don't care when it is, I get a phone call immediately. I don't care if that person can do the stairs or not. They want that elevator working.
And everybody else that's here that is paying that's in a townhouse or whatever, we don't have access to it. And I understand when we bought that was part of it. But now that this is there that we can, for example, my father-in-law, the only person that I have left that's a father figure to me because my mother-in-law died and my parents died, he's 83 years old. He came down last year. My daughter, my wife would like to see him. He came up the steps once. We said, come on back up. I can't do the steps anymore. I'm sorry. My father-in-law at 83, how long we have him, can't come to visit us in Florida. And I'm down here 6 months of the year. I'm sorry. That's not right. And if I went to do that and somebody's saying that and it goes to court over that, I mean, come on. If you went to court, a jury's there, and you said to them, I'm sorry, but I don't want a handicapped person to go to see this person, and they're willing to pay for it, do you really think that they're going to do that? And I've been involved with ADA cases. They do go on the side of that person. I paid for it, unfortunately, because I was right. They proved that they were, and it cost money. Just my view, but this is up to the board to make a call.
It seems to me that there's no reason not to do it. The only reason it's the fourth is the book, right?
Yes.
I mean, aesthetics.
I agree. Aesthetics and it's to do that. Can of worms, if someone goes and files with FHA, okay, you are going to open up a can of worms.
Okay, well, you're going to open up a can of worms at the very beginning. So what I'm asking and have you looked into, if you do this, then you have to do the next five things to bring your entire building up.
And
it won't affect the other buildings.
What we're told at this point is we should go along with what the building wants. The building wants to do it, as long as it's architecturally approved by us, we should approve.
Is it garage doors too?
That is the next one that's coming up.
Okay.
Do we have garage doors in here?
Okay, yeah, I know, exactly. So I understand what we're trying to push through is all this stuff with just having no discussion on it. Can I make a motion that we take all the information that we have and at least try to get more concrete information before we vote on them?
I don't know what else you want. Well, we have what's there. That's what we're showing already.
But we have people that are going to have their views blocked. We're going to have light situations. So, like, can they come back and then sue us because that you know we have material change that's taking place? They bought. Knowing what this building looks like, there's a total material change taking place. I just want to make sure everything's legal. I'm not trying to set this down.
Let me make a correction of my statement. I think it was 67%. I think you need 75% of the voting interest of that building. They said 67%.
They changed their building.
No, I'm talking about the bars. It's in your bylaws.
Yeah,
it is. Okay.
It was changed to 50%.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the statute is overridden by your doctor.
Cost problems in that one of those units.
It hasn't been brought up yet, so this is the first of all. Committees is brought
case, okay, this board is not, anything that comes out of this, as far as that building that somebody wants to sue, we're alone telling the building that they can do it. It is up to that building if they want to do it. We're not saying that it's right, wrong, or indifferent. We're saying as long as it's architecturally approved, we'll go along with it. But if they get sued because someone doesn't like it or blocking...
So, Ken, you had a conversation without the board knowing it to talk to Steve. You came back...
I sent the letter to everybody.
You sent the letter to us after you went to him on making sure you got the information that you...
That's right. That's my job.
No, but it isn't.
You didn't do it.
No, because we didn't do it because we didn't know all this was taking place.
When you did know it was taking place because you had a president's meeting and it was brought up at the president's meeting.
It was brought up at the president's meeting because 300 was very nervous about hearing about all of these changes. They asked me to bring it up, and we had a meeting.
Okay, so then you did know.
I guess
you
really did.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm
recording. Has anybody heard back from the engineering firm to figure out what other things would be affected by hanging up or opening up the can of worms? I mean, I know the chief has had the question, but I haven't heard any responses to if there's actually been a reply back from anybody in the know that would indicate, how many things would have to be opened up.
Yeah, and you're right.
Is it going to be fire protection? Is it going to be... electrical,
is it going
to be, how many things are going to have to be upgraded to meet today's code? Because once you open up the can of worms, you can't put it back.
And that's
where I take a little umbrage to the fact that we're afraid of bruising up the code. I got to tell you that we just spent the $60,000 and $70,000, Nancy, for the elevator upgrade. We got into code, Brent. We got into all the fire latest codes and all the elevator latest codes and everything to think of. So guess what? We're up the code as far as the elevator goes. And now I'm looking at the insurance report. $3.5 million we're told we have damages now. So it looks like we're going to get another new roof for windows, slides, and doors. So I'm not worried about bringing up the code. I think we're dying close up the code.
We're
right
down
now.
The code on
I'm not
close
to
the code.
Hey, Stan? Hey, Stan?
Hold on 1 second. Eric, hold on 1 second, please. Instead of saying, hey, we cut it off, we didn't get fined, we dodged a bullet, you know what I get? Oh, my God, you cut it off. We need to sue and they saved the, we saved a bullet. It's amazing because if you're going to live here, your property has to be up to code. That's just the way it is. I don't care if you like it or you don't, that's the way it is. We had to spend
how much money for alarms in our building to bring it up to code. That's just part of living. If you have a home and you're in this type of environment, you have to bring it up to code. And the more people that are there within that building, the stricter the code is, and the more you're going to be out there standing for it to be done. So, unfortunately, and
okay, we need to bring closure to this here. This has gone way over the time limit for discussion. So, in view of the diligence, and this has been going on since 2013, and I think that the proper due diligence was performed, it's only going to be resolved by a vote of this board. So, therefore, I would propose a motion that we approve Bob's request to make the sidewalk change that he is requesting.
Providing that the final
of course, with all the
approvals
and engineering approvals and code approvals are all acceptable.
I had a motion on the floor that I would like to just hold it off to make sure that we have all the information.
We never got a second.
We never got a second.
Clay, are you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Do we have a
second?
Okay.
Second.
Because I want to back up a little bit, and I agree with what a lot of people are saying. The one thing that concerns me, and I've mentioned this earlier to other people on the board, is, you know, what are the ramifications potentially going to be in the future for the community? As far as what Building 200 does, I mean, in my mind, that's their business. It's not ours or Building 400's business. But I'm just concerned about potential future ramifications from code enforcement to Collier County to the construction and the inspection. And I had asked, you know, I think that we should circle back to Collier County and discuss this with them and say, look, you know, if this building, if they get the approvals to install all these ADA handicap ramps, is that going to potentially in the future force other buildings to comply with that? That's really my biggest concern, my biggest concern I have. I just wanted to flush out that detail.
Okay.
That's a very good point, Clay.
Okay,
for Building 500, I'd be concerned about possibility as well.
Okay.
So that goes back to what I have the motion on the floor, that we take the discussion and then we get more information and we vote on these two issues.
They
concern individual buildings until our next meeting.
No, I'm not putting out. Okay.
So long as you have a motion and a second.
Yes.
I'm going to second Denise's motion.
We don't have a permit in front of us. The only way to move it forward to find out if there's a question is the last 200 go forward with this plan, which we have cash out, as we said, 4 or 5 years that we're working on this. Go forward with this, get the plan, get the permit, see what the permits are in mind. And when you all say, I think it's going to impact us, I'm sorry, but the impact is that you're going to be handicapped accessible. So what is wrong with being handicapped accessible?
I agree.
That's a positive for all of us. And it's not, are you really saying that I really want to be unhandicapped accessible?
Yeah.
Do you want this place to be known as a place that no one can come with a wheelchair, no one can come with a cane? No one can come with a disability. That is what is basically being said.
It is being said.
It is a step against trying to be handicapped accessible. That is what we have been attempting to do. I'm not in case of theaters all day long. We're trying to recognize that we have some other fellow tenants, owners, that cannot. And we are trying to make this building accessible for all. So all we're saying is, can't go to a government agency and ask them for a philosophical question on the ADA.
I'll never answer
that. A government has to have a permit, a request, a people being in front of them, so that's the rule. No government agency, no government staff person is going to get a permit. They're going to get a permit. If you want to get a result, resolve this.
It is kind of a finger cut thing. Are you going to let us move forward and see where it goes? So, Nancy, what happens if you wait 2 weeks?
Like, if we have another meeting in a week or two,
we're not going to do it the next meeting.
All
of that report is being asked for is the architectural review.
You haven't brought it up to the board.
Bob brought it up and talked about it.
No. The first time that Bob brought it up that I ever heard of it was at the park meeting that we had.
Okay. All right. Listen, we're going on 3 hours now with this stuff, and this is way too long. Okay. Do we have a second on? You second it, Bob. You second.
It sounded like Clay seconded your motion.
Clay, could you repeat the motion?
What's that?
Could you repeat the motion?
Okay. Could you repeat the motion?
I second Denise's motion to hold
okay.
off.
Okay. Okay. Let's take a vote on that part of it. Okay.
To delay it.
She wants to delay it.
In a very short period of time, I find maybe that have a few
weeks. Now we have a general meeting.
We can't do it in the general meeting. It's going to be 2 more weeks.
It's just putting it off on me.
You know what?
And that's fine. We'll take a vote.
We can have one at the end of the week. But I think that we need to.
You're not going to learn anymore in 2 weeks. Then we don't approve it. That's what they're asking
for. They're not asking.
What you're asking for them to do is what they're going to do. Okay. All right. We have a second on that first.
I think that we're understanding that. Is that what you basically say? You're just asking for permission? And
No. It does not match what they're saying for the architect's review for us to look at it. If it does not look the same way, then we can say no. If it looks the same way as what this is, we're saying yes. Real simple.
So the vote, you know, that Clay has seconded is that we take a short period of time, until the end of this week, so that we can look further into understanding, you know, material change and also understanding what the effect would be. And then, you know, I think we all can come back and feel really good about voting on very clearly.
Okay, so that's all right. Let's vote on that part. And who's in favor of what that motion is?
Not I.
Not
aye.
I. Not I.
Like,
Karen?
I know.
No, you're not. Okay, Eric.
How about no?
2, 3, 4.
Yeah. Are you not in favor of that one? There's going to be another one that's proposed.
Like. We don't know the cost.
Okay, well, we have the 4, so we're going to move to the next one. Okay, so we're making a motion now that. Bob, you make the motion, please.
It's already made and seconded.
No. Well, this here was turned down.
Right. So the new motion.
We voted last 4-3. Now it goes back to motion that was made and seconded to allow the 200 to move to the next level and to get to contract with an engineer to work with the county to get building permits, drawings, engineering, everything they need.
Right.
And by the way, just. I know it's safe because I hope it doesn't happen. We could go through this whole process and spend the $14,000 and find that we don't have enough owners to pay for it and we can't afford to do it.
Exactly.
But we don't want to go that route until at least give that best shot.
Right.
So it is, okay. There's no slam dunk here. It's like one step at a time. All we have to say is like, can we have permission
this
to
go? This could have
much
more time.
Because it says that the master board has to approve the change. And then
Your positive is not a material change.
Read that. You tell me.
No.
You're on the board. It's your job. You disagree.
I think this is wishy-washy and keep 95 out of 10.
Let's talk about the negative. We have a motion.
Any other discussion on it? No? Okay. Let's take a vote on it. In favor of that?
Aye.
Clay?
I'm
sorry. No, that was Eric. I'm sorry? Did you sustain? Okay. All right,
it was 5-1 sustained.
Yes.
Okay. This is going to be a long be 5 millimeters.
Okay, this is going
to
be.
We knew that, and we asked for it to be cut back. And we also asked for it to be pushed to me so we could digest it.
Okay, we're done. We're moving on. Please. Okay, the next one, Building 100 garage doors.